Tomorrow we have a program in Gainesville, Florida. Just to explain to you why I'm in Gainesville, Florida. We drove to Gainesville, Florida. I'm going to explain. Tomorrow we have a program in Gainesville, Florida, roughly at 6:45 a.m. East Coast time, United States, going to about 9 o'clock. And it's in commemoration of Srila Prabhupada coming to Gainesville and myself meeting Prabhupada and other devotees meeting Prabhupada in Gainesville 50 years ago. So that's going to be at 6:45, beginning about 6:45, 6:07. Maybe it'll start a little later. East Coast time, United States, tomorrow. And then also in the evening tomorrow, we're going to have some memories from several of us who were there with Srila Prabhupada. So that'll be tomorrow evening. I think it'll probably be instead of this class. We'll figure it out, and we'll let everybody know by text message. So now we're going to start, I think, yeah. We can start, we can chant Jai Radha Madhava. How much time do we have before we get 4 minutes? Bihari Gopi Jana Malaba Giribarad Hati Gopi Jana Malaba Giribarad Hati Yasoda Nandana Raja Janu Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Raja Janu Ranjana Munatira Banachari Yamunatira Banachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Mutale Shimate Bhakti Ve Danta Samin Iti Namante Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivasesha Shunyavati Pashacha Dejatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Siva Sadhi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Siva Sadhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Nitai Gaur Haribo, 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 Haribo. Jai Om Vishnupad, Padamahansa Parivadakacharya, All Sutetta Sitashi Shimad, His Divine Grace, Abhaya Chananada Vatravadana Gosami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Anandakoti Vaishnav Vrindi Ki Jai, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Parem Se Gahu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda Sidwaita Gadadha, Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindi Ki Jai, Shishi Radhakrishna, Gopi Gopinath, Shyam Kunda Radhakunda, Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Vrindavan Ki Jai, Vachuranam Ki Jai, Jagadatha Swami Ki Jai, Yamunamai Ki Jai, Shrimati Lasti Devi Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrindi Ki Jai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premananda. Hari Hari Bol. Okay, so we just arrived. Give me 1 second to get this set up. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Pastaya. Buddhale, Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Namani, Namaste, Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pacharini, Nivashesha Shunyabadi, Paschacha Deja Tarini. Okay, perfect timing. Good to see everybody. Thank you all for joining us. And as I mentioned before, I am in a place called Gainesville, Florida right now, preparing for a big festival tomorrow. And the festival is the anniversary of Srila Prabhupada's, the 50th anniversary of Srila Prabhupada coming to Gainesville, Florida. And that's the first time I met Srila Prabhupada, so that's a very important day for me too. So we're going to go to the Chaitanya Charitamrita now. Let me just check to make sure that this is all being recorded on Facebook. Give me 1 second. Facebook. Ooh. All right. Yeah. Yeah. We are live.
So, anyway.
Oh, that's me. Okay. Sorry about that. Okay, so Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Vrinda. Just get set up here. Okay, as we're getting set up, I just want to give a message to one of the devotees there. Ma Mantra, I want to call you later by WhatsApp, so please go on your WhatsApp after sometime after the class. Okay, Ma Mantra, thank you. Okay, so let's start. Just one more thing with this very interesting pastime from the ninth chapter of Mahalila. And this pastime deals with, guess who? The Buddhists. And what's wrong with the Buddhists? Nothing's wrong with the Buddhists, but you'll see in a very interesting way how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dealt with Buddhists that were trying to criticize him. Very, 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 very interesting. Okay, let me just set it here. So, text 15. Prashna Sabha Uthaila Jrita Yukti Tarke Prabhu Kanda Kanda Kaila. Okay. And the translation is, the teacher of the Buddhist cult set forth the nine principles, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu broke them to pieces with his strong logic. Dashanika Panita Sabai Paila Parajaya Loke Hasha Kare Bodha Paila Laja Baya. All mental speculators and learned scholars were defeated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and when the people began to laugh, the Buddhist philosophers felt both shame and fear. So Lord Chaitanya just like, let him have it. Prabhupada says, these philosophers were all atheists, did not believe in the existence of God. Atheists may be very expert in mental speculation, and all grateful can be defeated by a Vaishnava firmly situated in his conviction of God consciousness. Following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the creatures engaged in the service of ISKCON should be very expert in putting forward strong arguments and defeating all types of atheists. That's a duty of all of us. Prabhu ke Vaishnava jani bodha gare gela sakala bodha militabe kumantrana koila. The Buddhists could understand that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a Vaishnava, and they returned home very unhappy. Later, however, they began to plot against the Lord. Apavitra naika talite bariya Prabhu age nilamaha prasadabaliya. Having made their plot, the Buddhists brought a plate of untouchable food and brought before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and called it Mahaprasadam. The word apavitra anna refers to food that is unacceptable for a Vaishnava. In other words, a Vaishnava cannot accept any food offered by all Vaishnava in the name of Mahaprasad. This should be a principle for all Vaishnavas. When asked, what is the behavior of a Vaishnava? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, a Vaishnava must avoid the company of an avaisnava, a sat. The word asat refers to a Vaishnava, that is, one who is not a Vaishnava. Asat lingatage, Vaishnava char. That means, from the Chaitanya Charitamrita Majjhima 22.87, a Vaishnava must be very strict in this respect and should not at all cooperate with an ayi Vaishnava. If an ayi Vaishnava offers food in the name of Mahaprasad, it should not be accepted. Such food cannot be prasadam because an avaisnava cannot offer anything to the Lord. Sometimes preachers in the Krishna conscious movement have to accept food in the home where the householder is a avaisnava. However, if this food is offered to the deity, it can be taken. So let me explain exactly how you should act. Okay. Let's say you're in the house of someone who doesn't follow Krishna consciousness. What can you do? Sometimes you have to associate with family members, and they offer you not meat, not fish, not eggs, not marijuana. They offer you something that's vegetarian, that's within the types of food you can take. And so, what do? You sit down at the dinner table, but you don't set up an altar. You don't bow down at the dinner table. That's freak them out. What you do is you, in your mind, you say, Krishna, please accept, and in your mind you chant, because sometimes you can't chant openly. You chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And those of you who don't know what that is, that's the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So, Prabhupada said, you offer to the deity in your mind, because the deity can be a three-dimensional deity, the deity can be a picture, the deity can be the mantra, or the deity can be in your mind. The mantra is the deity too. Ordinary food cooked by an avaisnava should not be accepted by a Vaishnava. Even if an avaisnava cooks food without fault, he cannot offer it to Lord Vishnu, and it cannot be accepted. According to Lord Vishnu in the Bhagavad Gita, 9th chapter, text 26. Patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhaktaya prayachati tadaham bhachupatami prayatatmanah. If one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, a fruit, or water, I will accept it. Krishna can accept anything offered by his devotee with devotion. An avaisnava may be a vegetarian, very clean cook, but because he cannot offer Vishnu the food he cooks, it cannot be accepted as maprasadam. It is better that a Vaishnava abandon such food as untouchable. But if you find yourself in a situation, you offer it. He cannot offer it. And another point is, you cannot offer it either. You have to offer it to your spiritual master, who offers it to Krishna. Because if you think, I have love and devotion, guess what? Either you're proud, or you have no love and devotion, or both of them are exactly the same. So don't be proud. Offer to your spiritual master. And you say the prayers to your spiritual master and Prabhupada. Then they offer. That's our methodology. Say, please offer this to Krishna. I have no love, I have no devotion. If you think you have devotion, many, many people, many devotees think they have so much devotion, they realize their spiritual identity, and they are so proud. Don't be proud. Chanadapi Sinuichina. Turoriva Sahishna Manina Manadena Kirtaniya Siddhahari. That is Lord Chaitanya's instruction. Hena kali mahakaya eka pakshi oila punte karyana saha tali glana gela. Now here's where the fun starts. The best time. When the contaminated food was offered to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a very large bird appeared on the spot, picked up the plate in its beak, and flew away. And that's not only what he did. Boda ganero parayana padayamedyahaya boda charyera mataya talipadila vashya. Indeed, the untouchable food fell upon the Buddhist, and the large bird dropped the plate on the head of the chief Buddhist teacher. Yeah, it gave him a headache. When it fell on his head, it made a big sound. He deserved a bang in the head, you know. Tirache la tali mata kati gela murchita hana acharya bhuvite padila. I think I should add a why he deserved it. Not that we are against Buddhists, not that we are against people of any religion, but the Buddhist was attempting to defeat Lord Chaitanya with the philosophy that there's no God and ultimately everything is nothing, shunyavadi. Of course, not all Buddhists believe that, but this particular person. So it wasn't a condemnation of Buddhism per se. It was a condemnation of this particular individual, this particular Buddhist guru, what he was teaching, how he dealt with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and how he tried to offend Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If he hadn't tried to offend Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this wouldn't have happened to him, but actually it was for his good fortune. When someone gets punished by the Lord, we'll see how he gets blessed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay, here we go. Terace parila tali matakati gela muchita kana acharya bhumite padila. The plate was made of metal, and when its edge hit the head of the teacher, it cut him, and the teacher immediately fell to the ground. There's a happy ending to the story. Ha ha kara kari kande saba shishya gana sabi asi prabhupade lagi la sharana. When the teacher fell unconscious, his Buddhist disciples cried aloud and ran to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for shelter. That's good. It was Lord Chaitanya's arrangement. Tumita Ishvara Sakshat Shama Parada Jyao Amara Guru Karaha Prasada. They all prayed to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, addressing him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, and saying, "Sir, please excuse our offenses, or our offense. Please have our mercy upon us and bring our spiritual master back to life." Prabhu Kahe Sabeka Krishna Krishna Hari Guru Karne Kaha Krishna Nama Ucha Kari. The Lord then replied to the Buddhist disciples, "You should all chant the names of Krishna and Hari very loudly near the ear of your spiritual master." Toma Savara Guru Tabe Haibe Chaitana Sababoda Milikare Krishna Sankirtana. By this method, your spiritual master will regain his consciousness following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advice. All his disciples began to chant the holy name of Krishna congregationally. Sankirtan. See that we're doing Sankirtan. Guru Karne Kasabe Krishna Rama Kuti Chaitana Panacharya Bali Huri Hore. When all the disciples chanted the holy names Krishna, Rama, and Hari, the Buddhist teacher regained consciousness and immediately began to chant the holy name of Lord Hari. So Srila Bhakti Sananta Sarasvati Thakur comments that all the Buddhist disciples were actually initiated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into the chanting the holy name of Krishna. And when they chanted, they actually became different persons. At that time, they were not Buddhists or atheists, but Vaishnavas. Consequently, they immediately accepted Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. Their original Krishna consciousness was revived, and they were immediately able to chant, Hare Krishna, Supreme Lord Vishnu. It is the spiritual master who delivers the disciple from the clutches of Maya by initiating him into the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In this way, a sleeping human being can revive his consciousness by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. In other words, the spiritual master awakens the sleeping living entity to his original consciousness so that he can worship Lord Vishnu. This is the purpose of Diksha or initiation. Initiation means receiving the pure knowledge of spiritual consciousness. One point to note in this regard is that the spiritual master, the Buddhist, did not initiate his disciples. Rather, his disciples were initiated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they in turn were able to initiate their so-called spiritual master. This is called the Parampara system. The so-called spiritual master, the Buddhist, was actually in the position of a disciple, and after his disciples were initiated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they acted as spiritual masters. Wow. They didn't even have to take the Bhakti Shastri course. This was possible only because the disciples of the Buddhist Acharya received the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Unless one is favored by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the disciplic succession, one cannot act as a spiritual master. We should take the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the spiritual master of the whole universe, to understand how one becomes a spiritual master and a disciple. So one of the essential items of being a spiritual master is to deliver the disciple the mantra, the Hare Krishna Maha mantra, coming in disciplic succession. Even if the Buddhists had chanted Hare Krishna before, it would not have given them pure devotional service. But because they have received it from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that's the initiation, to hear the sound vibration. Harinam initiation. Okay. Krishna Vali Acharya Prabhure Karina Vinaya Dekya Sakala Loka Hagila Vismaya. When the spiritual master of the Buddhists began to chant the holy name of Krishna and submitted to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the people who were gathered there were astonished. Wow. Eirupe kautuka kari sachira nandana antardana kailakeha na payadarshana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the son of Sachi Devi, then suddenly and playfully disappeared from everyone's sight, and it was impossible for anyone to find him. Mahaprabhu chaliaila Tripati Trimale Chaturbhuja Murti Deki Venkata Triye Chale. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu next arrived at Tirupati and Tirumala, where he saw a four-handed deity. He then proceeded toward Venkata Hill. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has actually described the chronological order of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's visit. The Tirupati temple is sometimes called Tirupatura. It is situated in the northern side of Arcot in the district of Chandragiri. It is a famous holy place of pilgrimage in pursuance of his name, Venkateshwara, the four-handed Lord Vishnu. The deity of Balaji with his potency name. Potencies named Sri and Bhu is located on Venkata Hill, about 8 miles from Tirupati. This Venkateshwara deity, in the form of Lord Vishnu, and the place where he is situated is known as Venkata Kshetra. There are many temples in southern India, but this Balaji temple is especially opulent. A great fair is held there in the month of Ashwina, September, October. There is a railway station called Tirupati on the Southern Railway. Near Nimna, Tirupati is located in the valley of Venkata Hill. There are several temples there also, among which are those of Govindaraja and Lord Ramchandra. I think I should tell a few stories about that since I spent a lot of time there. ISKCON has a beautiful temple in Tirupati. Now, what's the difference between Tirupati and Tirumala? Tirupati is on ground level. In other words, it's the city where the railway station is, and it's right at the base of Tirumala Hill. And Tirumala Hill, well, actually, there's like 7 hills there, or 7 peaks, And these seven peaks are supposed to represent the spine, or the chakras in the spine, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu. And so our ISKCON temple is located, I wish I could show a picture of it. Anyway, I don't have. All right, I'm not going to do that now. Our ISKCON temple is located at the base, basically the base of the steps going up the hill. And if you want to walk up the hill, it takes several hours. And there's many beautiful things by walking up the hill. It's a jungle there, and there's tigers and deer. In fact, there's a deer park halfway up. And it's a very long walk. And since the hill is considered an incarnation of Lord Vishnu, many devotees don't walk up the hill on their with their feet. They use their knees. They tie their feet to the back of their thighs, and they just like go up the hill on their knees. I mean, I've walked up the hill myself, not on my knees. I've walked up the hills on my feet. But, you know, barefooted. You have to go barefooted. You can't go with shoes, obviously. And then you get to the top of the hill, and on the top of the hill, that's called Tirumala. It's a town. It's a deity town. And there you find the deity of Balaji, Venkatesha. So anyway, so, and there's many things at the top of the hill, many different temples. Particularly, there's a Varaha Dev temple, which you're supposed to go to first, which I'm going to tell you why. And anyway, there's beautiful, beautiful temples up there on the top, and it's very peaceful and very cool up there, and there's no dirt. It's actually one of the few places in India where there's no dirt in the city or in the town. It's an amazing place. I mean, I advise all the devotees. It's actually, I think, the most popular temple in India, the richest temple in India. So many people are giving donations there that they have to have several different hundis or boxes, and these are giant things, like, frankly, up to my head, the top of my head. Like, it's a funnel where people are just throwing gold bars in and jewels, and they have people counting the money constantly. I mean, it's so much opulence there. Gold plates over the gopurams, and there's gold everywhere. There's gold everywhere. And sometimes you have to wait days to see Balaji. Of course, nowadays you do things on an appointment basis, and if you're a VIP, which by Krishna's grace that's been arranged for me, then you get to see Balaji real quickly. One of the first times I went to see Balaji, it was in the evening after they closed the general darshan, and it was arranged that I would take a special darshan of Balaji. And I went in to see the deity, and they let me stay there for quite a long time. Then I walked away, and then the priest came running in and said, "Balaji wants to see you again." And that's unheard of. Balaji wants to see you again. He wants to see that sannyasi again. And so they dragged me back, and then I was able to see Balaji again for a second time. Really, really long darshan. They just usually, they push people, so there's a line, usually. And they have to make it move really fast, so if you spend one half of a second in front of Balaji, they go, push, 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 push. And when you enter the temple, it's very important to have clean feet, so there's actually water running in a special valley where you walk through that valley and you wash your feet when you're going in to see the deity. It's amazing deity. Everybody should go to see Balaji at some point or other. So, anyway, so the story of Balaji is quite interesting. I'm going to try to tell it really quickly so I don't spend all the time telling the stories. Once upon a time, this sage, Brihamuni, kicked Lord Vishnu in the chest. He kicked Lord Vishnu in the chest. Lord Vishnu was very humble about it. There's a story in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And he apologized, but Lakshmi wasn't humble. She got really upset because she resides on the chest of Lord Vishnu. And she left Lord Vishnu. She said, "You may be tolerant, but I am not going to be tolerant. I'm leaving." Not divorce or anything, but she just was like really upset. So she left. And Lord Vishnu was without any Lakshmi. Of course, we understand Lakshmi Sita Sambharma Sivyamanam Govindamari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. That the Lord possesses unlimited Lakshmis, but this was a pastime. Anyway, so then Lord Vishnu, in order to find Lakshmi, came down to the earth planet, because that's where Lakshmi was. And he was looking for Lakshmi. And he was a poor man because he did not have Lakshmi. So looking for Lakshmi. Then he happens to fall in love with another girl, not Lakshmi. And this other girl is actually the Maya Sita. If you remember the story of Lord Ramchandra, that the real Sita was sent with Agni Dev, and Maya Sita, or the shadow of Sita, or illusory Sita, was actually given to Lord Ram at that time. So that was the Sita that was stolen away. So anyway, so to make a long story short, that Maya Sita fell in love with Lord Ram after the whole episode of being in Ravana's palace. And Lord Ram said, you know, way, I cannot marry you because I've taken a vow, only one wife in this life. And so he said, next life. So what happened is shortly thereafter, or, you know, maybe hundreds or thousands or millions of years thereafter, she's on the earth planet. Lord Vishnu, who's without Lakshmi, runs to her. And he falls in love with her. Yeah, I want to get married, he says. And guess what happens? She's from a rich family. And he's a poor man there. So what's going to happen? So he has to borrow money at high interest rate from Kuvera. And he has to borrow land from Varaha, incarnation of the Lord. So anyway, so he gets land and money. They have this beautiful marriage, beautiful big marriage. He's happy, she's happy. There's Vishnu with Maya Sita. She's actually Bhudevi, an incarnation or expansion of Sita, who's named Boo, Devi or Boobie. So he gets married to her, and they're going on their honeymoon. Okay, so they proceed on their honeymoon, and who do they run into right when they're getting ready to go on their honeymoon but the real Lakshmi, the original Lakshmi, Adi Lakshmi. And then guess what? Lakshmi says, who are you with my husband? And the Maya Sita, or Bhudevi, she says, who are you? This is my husband. We just got married, and we're going on our honeymoon. And so, in this way, the two ladies start to yell at each other. Who are you? Who are you? Yelling, and fighting, you know. What can you do, you know? If you want someone, you got to fight for it. So they were fighting back and forth, and Lord Vishnu doesn't like this whole scene of fighting. He's thinking, phew, this is not nice to see these two ladies fighting. And so he decides to escape. His method of escape is he turns himself into the deity. Of course, he's in the spiritual world. I understand the deity. There is a version. Well, it's a pastime on the earth planet. So he turns himself into a deity. And then the two girls look around. They said, ooh, I think we have lost our husband. They look around and they decide to follow his path and turn themselves into deities. And therefore you have Venkateshvara, who is Lord Vishnu. He's also called Balaji, which means Lord Vishnu, or Krishna as a little boy. And then you have Sri Devi. Sri Devi is Lakshmi. And Boo Devi, short for Bhumi. And they are deities. And those are the deities worshipped. And in addition, you have another lady, Padmavati, who is their mother, the mother of the Boo Devi. And she's cooking for them, and she's considered to be an incarnation of Yashoda Mai. So it's a beautiful story, really beautiful story. And the deities are just so beautiful, and you get blessings, whatever you ask for. You know, when I went there, I asked for pure devotional service. Well, I actually asked to be able to serve Prabhupada life after life. So, it's a very wonderful place. Please, devotees, when you get a chance, go there and visit. You will have a good time. Then the ISKCON Temple has a beautiful guest house. That's in Tirupati at the bottom of the hill. If you can't walk up the hill because it's a real steep walk, you can take these buses right from there that go up the hill, or you get a taxi that goes up the hill, and you can see the deity. But you got to make an appointment. You got to use some contacts, or else you'll be online a long time to see the deity Balaji. Okay, that's the story. Tirupati Asya Kailashi Rama Darashana Raghunatha Gepaila Pranamastavana. After arriving at Tirupati, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the temple of Lord Ramachandra. He offered his prayers and obeisances before Ramachandra, the descendant of King Raghu. Svaprabhave lokasavara karana vismaya panana singhe aila prabhu duya maya. Everywhere Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went, his influence astonished everyone. He next arrived at the temple of Pananasringa. The Lord is so merciful. I'll tell you all about that in a second. Pananasingha, or Panakalasingha, is located in the district of Krishna in the hills known as Mangalgiri, about 7 miles from a city known as Vijayawada. One climbs 600 steps to reach the temple. It's not that much. It is said that when the Lord is offered a drink with syrup here, he does not take more than half. Within this temple is a conch shell presented by the late king of Tanjore, and it is said that this shell was used by Lord Krishna himself. Wow. During the month of March, a great fair takes place at this temple. And it is a fact. I've been at this temple. I've climbed the hill. Been there several times. The deity is actually manifest from the hill. He's covered with a gold plate. And they pour sugar water, which is a drink with syrup, into the mouth of the deity. And whatever you pour, he only drinks half of it. If you pour one cup, he drinks half a cup. If you pour 10 gallons, he drinks half a gallon. I mean, not half a gallon, 5 gallons. And so whatever he doesn't take, you know, comes out of his mouth, and then you take that as prasadam remnants. It's amazing, temple. You really have to visit there. Whew. Just bringing back so many memories. So, nusinghe pranati stuti prema veshe kaila prabhura prabhave loka chamakara kaila. In great ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered obeisances and prayers unto Lord Nrsingha. The people were astonished to see Lord Chaitanya's influence. Shivakanchi Asya Kaila Shivadarashana Bhave Vaishnava Kaila Sava Shaivagana. Arriving at Shivakanchi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the deity of Lord Shiva. By his influence, he converted all the devotees of Lord Shiva into Vaishnavas. Wow. And as I mentioned previously, I think in the previous class, there's two parts of Kanchipuram. One is Shiva Kanchi, the other one is Vishnu Kanchi, and one part's devotees of Lord Shiva, and the other part's devotees of Lord Vishnu, and they fight with each other, not physically, but verbally. Kanchi is also known as Kanchipuram or the Benares of southern India. In Shiva Kanchi, there are hundreds of temples containing symbolic representations of Lord Shiva, and one of these temples is said to be very, very old. That's the Shivalinga. That's the Shivalinga. That's the symbolic representation. Vishnu Kanchi Asi Dekila
Lakshmi Narayana Pranama Kriya Koila Bahuta Stavana. The Lord then visited a holy place known as Vishnu Kanchi. That's the other part of Kanchipuram. There he saw Lakshmi Narayan deities, and he offered his respects and many prayers to please them. Vishnu Kanchi is situated about 5 miles away from Kanchipuram. It is here that Lord Varadaraja, another form of Lord Vishnu, resides. There is also Sarovara. So an interesting story about Varadaraja. That's the deity that was worshipped by Sripad Ramanujacharya, and he's known as it's called Varadaraja. It means the wish-fulfilling deity. You ask the deity for something, you get what you want. And one of Sri Ramanujacharya's disciples, Kuresh, was one time blinded, I'm not going to tell the whole story, but by a king because he refused to worship Lord Shiva. He wanted to worship Lord Vishnu. And this devotee went before the deity. First he asked the deity to forgive the king, but then Ramanujacharya said, go before the deity again and ask for your eyes back because your eyes belong to Krishna and your guru. And so he got his eyes back, and that's why he's called Varadaraja. And so that deity, says here it mentions a big lake known as Ananda Sarovara, which is right next to the temple. The original deity, the Moolam, is actually kept in that lake for protection, and every some odd years, and I forget the number of years, he's taken out of the lake, and the deity worshipped in the temple right, usually is the Utsava or festival deity, Utsava Murti. That means festival deity. And it's a beautiful temple. I mean, the people there are so nice, and the Brahmanas are outside the temple always distributing prasadam, all sorts of nice Mahaprasadam to people and giving blessings. I mean, South India is amazing, amazing, clean, and so many nice Vaishnavas there. I mean, there's nice Vaishnavas in North India, but there's a contrast between North India and South India. Especially when you go to these places like Kanchi. Another thing in Kanchi, oh yeah, I should mention for you ladies, it is the headquarters, the main place in the whole world for hand loom saris, silk saris, most amazing patterns you could imagine. So what happened is when I took devotees to Kanchipuram, I thought, you know, drop them off, because we had about 30, 40 devotees with us. I thought I'd drop them off at the sari shop. You know, they got some saris, no problem. So I dropped them off at the sari shop, and they went bananas. They went crazy. The ladies went completely crazy. They were pulling saris off the shelf, looking at them, and the shop owner was in ecstasy. It was the biggest day he ever had in his shop. And when I saw the ladies just go bananas over the saris, I thought, I do not belong here. I belong. But anyway, so I belong in the hotel. So I went back to the hotel and took a rest, and I discovered they came back like 2 a.m. or something like that after paying for everything in the sari shop, what we call crores of rupees, or at least 1 crore of rupees of saris that they bought. Now this man, whoever owned the sari shop, was in complete ecstasy. So that happens for those of you who are ladies. And actually, I got to give credit. I don't want to criticize. Actually, about half of those saris were given to our deities in North Carolina. I told the devotees there, that's the tax you have to pay if you want to buy saris here. You have to give half of the saris to me so that we can make clothes. And they did. So I was in ecstasy too, but at least I didn't have to go shopping. Shopping is something that is against my religious principles. Like Prabhupada said, that he noted when the devotees went to Vrindavan that they would spend all their time in a place called Lloyd Bazaar, which is the main shopping area where the women could buy the saris, they could buy Didi Bharavan, they could do this, they could do that. And then Prabhupada in order to discourage the devotees from spending all their time there and to encourage them to actually engage in some hearing and chanting, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, which is why you go to a holy place, he said, Krishna is everywhere in Vrindavan, but Krishna is not in Loy Bazaar. Loy Bazaar, as I mentioned before, is the main shopping place in Vrindavan. So, with that in mind, you should go to a holy place to hear from the saintly persons, not simply to shop till you drop. Sorry about that. Anyway, so on that happy note, let us, what are we going to do? We're going to take some questions. And nobody else is here with me right now. Okay, as I mentioned before, let me just unmute you all. As I mentioned before, I am now in a place called Gainesville, Florida. And Gainesville, Florida, 50 years ago, as of tomorrow, was where I first met His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, my divine spiritual, eternal spiritual master. So, we're having a festival, obviously. And the first festival we're having tomorrow is in the Plaza of the Americas, which is about 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, East Coast, U.S. time, and we're going to try to broadcast it. And this festival is in honor of Prabhupada talking. Plaza of Americas is actually in the university. It's the main plaza at the University of Florida. That's also where I first took prasadam in about 1968 or 69 or something like that. So, or 70, whatever year, it's been so many years ago. So we're going to have a program, Guru Puja, everything for His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Isn't that nice? And that's going to be in the Plaza of the Americas. And I believe the president of the university is going to come out and honor that or whatever. So that's going to be like 7 to 9 tomorrow morning, East Coast time. And then tomorrow evening, probably at the time of this class, we're going to have an evening program with devotees who were there at the time, and I was there, who will be sharing memories about Prabhupada's visit, our meeting with Prabhupada in Gainesville, Florida. So this is very important for me, because that's when I met Prabhupada, and when I decided to absolutely surrender myself to Krishna, which hopefully I've done. Okay, so let us take some questions from you all, if someone has some questions. Who has questions? Either ask them, text them, or whatever you want to do. We got enough people. Somebody should be asking questions about whatever we read, about my first experience with Prabhupada. This is your opportunity. Everybody's been so quiet lately. Okay. Oh, here's a question in the chat window. Hare Krishna. Whoops. Guru Maharaj. My question is, what does it mean to chant congregationally? Congregationally means you chant out loud with many people. At least two people. Not just one. You chant by yourself. It ain't a congregation. Congregation begins with two, and it can go on and on and on and on. And the more people who can chant together, the better, the more potent it is. So that's congregational chanting. And that's called Sankirtan. Sankirtan also means, in addition to chanting with others, Sangha Kirtan, complete chanting. Complete chanting means to chant with great attention and devotion. That's complete chanting. All right, so that's the end of that question. So here's another question. What do you attribute to Gainesville being such a successful preaching program? How do you increase our purity for preaching? Well, Gainesville is actually, for many years, here's how it started. With prasadam, every day there was lunch prasadam for people. And the people would come and chant a little bit, take lunch prasadam, and it was just dal chapatis, you know, just for something very simple, and associate with the devotees. And that's how it started. Whoops. Let me go back to that. Yeah, I remember that. So that's how it started there. And for years after that, it sort of dropped off. And nothing was happening in Gainesville. I mean, but they continued to distribute prasadam on the campus. That was a tradition. But people, for years, nothing really happened until they opened up Krishna House. I mean, substantial in terms of people taking up Krishna consciousness, until they opened up Krishna House in Gainesville. And then by the association of Kalakanta Prabhu, who was actually a great devotee, many people started to take part in Krishna consciousness, and now a lot of people have come in. But for you, and actually that was important because, let me explain the whole history. When things went downhill in Gainesville, it was when they got a place that was some distance from campus. That was on a place called Depot Avenue. And once they were some distance from campus, it was just too far. And distance from campus means it was a 15-minute walk. And that was too far. It was too far. But the present facility that they have is practically right smack dab, you know, within two blocks from campus. And that's the key. Be right next to the campus and have good devotees, give association. I think the real key is to have people who are really Krishna conscious and attractive give association. And this year, we're going to try this with North Carolina State in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm going to devote a lot of my own energy to what's going on in the school, to our reaching out to people. Don't even want to use the word preaching. So hopefully we can start to bring people to Krishna consciousness in that way. Good question. Good question. But for years, because they were so far away, 15 minutes away walking, nothing happened. But it's the prasadam distribution, I think, you know, being close there. And the first time I took prasadam was not on campus at all. It was actually on a house that was like one block away, two blocks away from campus. And there was a whole group of us taking prasadam every day and chanting together. Here's another question. Gurudev, you spoke about avoiding the 10 offenses while chanting the holy name initiation ceremony. You mentioned, that's from the lady kind, gradually we have to give up attachment to material things. Is there any time frame and tool to self-check that we're on the right direction of going? Reverse. Okay. So time frame, immediately. No. Time frame is as quick as you do. And tool, I mean, that's really our own consciousness. You can determine how much you're giving up upadis. I think that is one of the main tools that I've talked about. Designations. Considering yourself, because the main designation is considering yourself the proprietor, the owner, the enjoyer, and to see other people according to their designation, which leads into exploitation of other people and other things in this world. I think that's a good explanation. And Mr. Gopal, you have a question?
Yes, Gurudev. You've told the story several times about Gainesville, how you had heard Prabhupada's record on the radio and you'd read Prabhupada's books, especially Krishna book, but it wasn't until you had personal contact with Srila Prabhupada that you decided to completely surrender. But of course, we've also heard that Vani is more important than Vapu. So how do you reconcile that it required Vapu for you to completely surrender?
Well, that was due, the reason it took me so long to surrender, I don't know if I've surrendered, to join the Krishna consciousness movement was the devotees kept driving me away. Had the devotees not driven me away, by fanaticism. It's like we drive people away. Sometimes the parents drive the children away from Krishna consciousness by forcing them to chant. And so I was driven away by heavy preaching. And I think I would have actually joined sooner because I had Prabhupada's vani. I was interested in Krishna consciousness. Had the devotees been more empathic with me. It's really important to be empathic with people when you're dealing with them. And, you know, just one-to-one interaction is actually the most important idea in bringing people to Krishna consciousness. And so I think it was because of some of the negative experiences I had that it did take Prabhupada to actually get me into the movement. Had I not had those negative experiences, I think it would have, Prabhupada's vani would have been enough. Okay, good question. Okay, and Nilachal and Sudharmi, you have a question? Gotta unmute yourself, all right.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Gurudev, thank you very much for visiting us. We still feel you, he's still here.
I wish I was there. So you have a question or?
Just want to say thank you.
Yeah, I was just in Sacramento or Davis with Siddharma and Nilachal and Bart and so many other nice devotees. So many nice devotees. And we had a good time. It's pretty exhausting, but we had a good time there. And I'm just looking forward to when I can come back. I'm looking forward to when you can get a temple. It's okay. Okay, next on the hit parade is, there was someone else who had their hand up.
May I ask a follow-up question, Gurudev?
Let me just see. I thought someone else had their hand up. No. Okay. Yeah, ask another question.
So once you met Srila Prabhupada and decided to move into the temple, did your negative experiences that you had previously stop?
I actually moved to the temple a week before Prabhupada came.
I see.
I had moved. Did my negative experiences stop? Is this a therapy session? Are you my psychiatrist?
Was there something that mitigated the reason why trauma? You were resistant?
The trauma mitigated the trauma? Yeah, the Hare Krishna mantra. And plenty of prasadam.
Thank you,
Guru. It filled me so full of prasadam, I didn't notice that I was being traumatized. So we had prasadam in the first temple. In Gainesville, when I joined, we had prasadam three times a day, really opulent prasadam. I just remember the taste of the pakoras. And I mean, I know how to cook all those things, but devotees don't cook those things nowadays. I mean, the standard of cooking between then and now is actually just like, practically everywhere, it's not really up to snuff compared to what we used to do. So, you know, it was the prasadam. I mean, prasadam, I was able to tolerate anything. If there's good prasadam, you can tolerate almost anything. So that's the secret. How about that? Okay, so just feed people. Feed people. Here's a question. Oh my God, a long question. My question is, how can we manage our time and serve in our guru's mission while being a university student? Be expert in time management. It's actually quite possible. If we look at, we have 24 hours a day, then if we actually wear something called a watch, I know a lot of you are adverse to watches. You know, even though I mentioned it like 1,000 times to my disciples, practically none of them wear watches. They say I can tell time with my mobile phone. But it's not the same thing. Because when you have a watch, you're looking at it. And the mobile phone, you got to pull out of your pocket, and you got to push a button, and you got to draw the unlock pattern, right? And then finally you see it. That's my mobile phone. But with a watch, you just go, ooh, it's 6:05. I have an appointment. But many of you would like to be on Indian Standard Time. And so you don't accomplish that much. I find that if you're actually attentive to time and not obsessive compulsive, you can accomplish a lot being a university student. I mean, I know university students that are working two jobs and going to the university and still preaching. And still chanting 16 rounds. Okay. One other question. Oh, my God. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, that's me. Thank you. That if one is in a house, vegetarian food, we can offer to Krishna mentally through our spiritual master. How from the past, I remember we were in an Indian neighborhood with devotees having a home program and a walk. One of the homeward came and offered Hanuman Prasad. We don't know whether they were vegetarian. Also, it was offered to Lord Ram. Should devotees take Prasad offered to demigods? Understanding is not, I heard it, not to offend them. Take the prasad and offer, accept the prasad, and you may not eat it, offer it to other living entities after. Yeah, that's good. Or just offer in your mind, say, Krishna, accept this. You know, Hanuman offers to Krishna anyway, offers it to Ram anyway. To what do you attribute the drop in prasadam standard? Because it's expensive to use ghee, and people aren't trained up in cooking like I am. And actually, you know, all the different, I mean, I could cook things that would just blow your mind away. Who's that to put a, ooh. They put it like a face with a big O. When new devotees leave ISKCON due to negative experience, what is the best way to bring them back? Be nice to them, bring them prasad. Like that. There's all sorts of nice ways to do it. So your prasad is the key. I mean, I could teach people how to cook, and they would just like, people would be lined up to eat the prasad. I mean, not oily stuff. It's not stuff I can eat anymore anyway. That's for a fact. I can't. But really, you know, opulent, nice-tasting prasad. However, maybe I should do that. Okay, we have to end now. And so tomorrow, let's see if we have the CC class or we're going to have this class as part of the memory series. I have to see what time it starts. I will let everybody know by the text message. So tomorrow we'll have something around this time. And then, okay, all the